Melinda and I traveled this morning to Northwind Farms. We went to a small farm in Tivoli where they raise all natural and hormone and antibiotic free poultry and livestock. It's called Northwind Farm started by Richard Bajenski and his family in 1981. I was just looking at statistics online. The National Turkey Federation noted recently that Americans eat 46 million turkeys on Thanksgiving Day. That was last year's statistic. 46 million turkeys were bought for Thanksgiving Day. Last year's Thanksgiving turkeys weighed 736 million pounds together.
Wow.
Most of these birds, of course, come from giant factory farms. The average cost of $1.19 per pound. Kind of insane. My family yesterday got a turkey from a very different kind of place, from Northwind Farms, where we went this morning, along with hundreds of families from around here and from downstate. We joined Richard this morning outside of Northwind's slaughterhouse. It was a small concrete structure where his wife, his son, and two of their coworkers were preparing the turkeys inside to be sold. As we were talking to Richard, customers kept arriving throughout the morning, some of them really obviously familiar faces, friends of the farm, others looking confused as they got pointed to an unmarked door on the concrete block building to pick up their purchase.
Which just said, close the door behind you, I think, something like that.
I love them. I love really unaesthetic entrances.
But it was very clean.
Super clean. And we wanted to hear from Richard about the farm and about this week in particular, as people go turkey crazy. It was a farm that was also featured last week in the Wall Street Journal with an article that I wanted to read this first sentence of the article because it just made me chuckle. They wrote, "Every Thanksgiving, New Yorkers face the big poultry question, supermarket turkey or heritage bird from the farmer's market. You know the drill. The supermarket bird was likely fed a diet of toxic waste and forced to work in an iPad factory, while the local turkey was spoon-fed by angels and taught in a Montessori school. Northwind Farms is not only what that journalist called a guilt-free poultry farm, but has been farming that way for decades before organic farms, free-range livestock farms, and direct farmers markets became something of a norm around here." So Richard actually is a really interesting perspective on sort of navigating those the different kinds of choices that we have as consumers. And so we pay them a visit this morning.
Yeah, and he said, and you'll hear it in this in this segment, but he thinks he feeds about 10,000 to 12,000 people each Thanksgiving, which is a small in relationship to the statistic that you just mentioned, but it's quite substantial for someone who's doing it all, kind of hand plucking the whole way through.
Yeah, as a small family farm, that was kind of cool to hear. Should we listen to him?
Yeah. So here goes.